The Science of Getting Rich in the third chapter opens with this sentence. No man is kept poor because opportunity has been taken from him or because other people have monopolized the wealth. Is this true? Let's talk about it. Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. It expands. It manifests. The Science of Getting Rich talks about in the third chapter, it opens with this idea, is opportunity monopolized? Throughout all of history, especially American history, there's been this idea that somehow the rich are keeping the poor from getting things. And we see it playing out in the news right now. If you watch the news, hopefully you don't just sit around watching political news. You know, I believe this idea that you can watch the news and get rich. You can watch the news for investment strategies. Hello, dummies. Have you not seen? And I'm kidding there. I use the word dumb and stupid and these things. And sometimes I have people email me or text me or write me, and they're somewhat offended by it. We have a lot of snowflakes in the world. I've told you this before. It's not just millennials. A lot of baby boomers are snowflakes, man. Thin skin. I use those words as adjectives just to catch people's attention. I'm as dumb as the next guy. This is how I talk to myself. As a young man, I went from high school to the military. And from the military, I went to the prison system. Not in it, but as an employee. So an environment where you had to talk to men. And you don't go up to men and, excuse me, sir, and tap. It's just not how it works. And so we want to grab people's attention. That's my point here, is to provoke you to thought. And right now, we see a couple things playing out in the news that I find fascinating. One of them is the college scandal. Those dirty rich people are using their money to get their children ahead. Yeah, it's always been that way. People are acting shocked. Wait a minute. Are you saying that people with money have an advantage over poor people? Oh, and somehow there's some people out there, like in the government, they want you to think that it's an even playing field, that things are level. Bullshit. Everyone knows that. There's nothing level about it. Money is the great equalizer, though. Meaning, if you accumulate money, you become equal. See, we don't have a race problem in this country anymore, in my opinion. We don't have a race problem. We don't have a sex problem. Now, we might among the poor. They're down here arguing with each other. But I assure you, in the ranks of the rich, it ain't about sex anymore or race. None of that stuff. It's about money. If you're black and have $1 billion, you're welcome in the country club. If you're a 20-year-old female and you got $1 billion, come on in. Nobody's holding you back because of your race or color. The real social distinction in this world is finances, money, because money talks. See, money gives you options. That's why I'm obsessed with the subject of money, because what you think about comes about and what you focus on grows. The only way I can protect my family is to be obsessed about money. I don't have the option to stick my head in the ground and go, well, I don't understand interest rates, and bankrupt my family and make financial decisions that are stupid. Like using pawn shops and payday loans. See, the purpose of my podcast is to talk to average people and below average people. I'm not trying to speak to the doctor. If he doesn't have this stuff figured out, he's just, you know, I don't know what to do about that guy. Because he has it easy. See, if you're making $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year, and you're not, I don't know, a millionaire in 5 to 7 years, it's because you're stupid. And you chose not to be. Like, you literally just chose not to be rich. You just chose to spend your money. Now, what do we do about the guy who drives for UPS? The plumber's assistant. These people. I think that the lower your income, your only option is to use your mind. You have to become a student of these things. You have to become obsessed with these things, because truly what you think about comes about and what you focus on grows. spending 1 second sitting around thinking, oh, these rich people have got an advantage and their kids can get in college. Who cares? You could send every one of those people's kids to those liberal cesspools. I don't care. If they want to pay $1 million to put their stupid kid into college, let them do it. Because it ain't going to help the kid at all. You don't make money because you went to college. You don't get rich because you went to college. You know how many broke people I know with college degrees? A ton. And I didn't go to college. And I ain't broke. So where's the correlation? Now, there's definitely something that education, I completely agree, that education will get you ahead. And if your children are properly educated, they will have an advantage over other kids. But what are they studying? Your kid studying history at Harvard isn't going to help him make any money. The reason these people make money from Ivy League schools is connections, not the subject they steal. Shoot, I subscribe to the Yale thing on YouTube. I sit and listen to professors from Yale when I'm bored. Ain't nothing being taught there. I listen to this real estate. There's a guy over there named Schiller. He's a famous professor. He's written white papers and books, and you may have heard of the Schiller Report. And there's all these things this guy's done. He's an academic. He's famous in the financial world. He talks a lot on mindset when it comes to stocks. Like, why do people tend to sell at the bottom and, you know, buy at the top and these things. Behavioral finance. I couldn't think of the word. See, I'm not an academic. And I'll listen to him. And it's cool. But it ain't no better than the guy teaching it at community college. It ain't no special. There's no special information coming from him that you can't get at the community college. So what's the difference? Connections. See, all the kids going to Harvard, well, one, they are bright people. Let's just go with that. But there's a lot of smart people. Being smart, you know, that's good. It gives you somewhat an advantage. But the science of getting rich teaches very clearly that smart people get rich, dumb people get rich. Short people get rich, tall people get rich, right? Oh, the flip side of that, smart people go broke. Have you ever heard of the company Long Term Capital Management? It was a fund launched in the 1990s, had 3 Nobel Peace Prize winners, PhD in physics and mathematics at the head of the financial fund. Guess what? Went bankrupt. There's a book out there talking about the smartest men in the room. Some of the smartest, they had Nobel Peace Prizes in finance and economics, bankrupted, almost took the U.S. economy down. Most people don't even know about this. Google it. It's called long-term capital management. They thought they had found a scheme to make money from the financial markets. And these were brilliant men, brilliant men. 2008 housing crisis was caused by who? Dumb people or smart people? Smart people. Smart people catering to dumb people. You say, well, who are the dumb people? The people borrowing. See, you didn't need a bank to tell you that if you're borrowing a $500,000 home when you make $30,000 a year is a recipe for disaster. So today I'm flipping through the Wall Street Journal. I hope you read a newspaper, because I do believe that if you watch the news, you can get rich. Right now, we see it playing out. We see it playing out. Boeing. What happened with Boeing? Boeing airplanes are falling out of the sky. Okay, it's not good for your business, not good for your company when your product you make kills people. So what am I doing? I'm watching every day. And I think a couple messages ago, I talked about this idea that it's going to get worse. These things take time to play out. And my superpower is patience. Patience. The way I've been able to recruit over 100,000 people in network marketing and you've never heard of me, is I'm patient. Every day, consistently following up, talking. And I know what I'm doing. A high income skill. Well, one high income skill is watching the news to make money, not watching the news to complain. And so I'm watching this stock. But see, I'm greedy. I need it to come down. And I have indicators and things that I look at. And I look at charts. And I've developed a little bit of skill. I didn't get that in high school. I didn't learn that in any college. Self-taught, books, YouTube, high-income skills. Can't stress this enough. These are things that aren't taught to you in high school. So today, as I'm looking through the Wall Street Journal, they're saying, we still have poverty. there's still poor people in America, while at the same time, rich people are spending $1 million in bribes to get their kid into college. The world is out of balance. Now, what's funny about that is Jesus might be your Lord and Savior. What did he say when they tried to anoint his feet? What did Jesus say? And the one disciple ran up, because there's always the one little socialist in the group. There's always the one person. It ain't fair. There's so many poor people. Someone came up, right? And he said, hey, shh. You're always going to have poor people. Let them bring their gifts. So rich kids are always going to get into the nice schools, and poor kids are not. But here's the beautiful thing. It doesn't matter. There is zero statistical evidence that shows going to a nice college gives you any advantage. No one cares. The last time you went to the doctor, where did your doctor go to college? Where did your dentist go to college? Where did your lawyer go to college? What about your insurance broker? You don't know where anyone went to college. No one knows where anyone went to college because no one gives a damn. No one cares. They just want to know, do you know the skill? Can you fix me, sir? Can you fix my car? Where did you go to auto mechanic school? Did you know that some auto mechanic schools are considered better than others? And yet you've never asked your mechanic where he went to school. People don't care about these issues, but they put these issues in the news. Why? To get all of us arguing and fighting over nonsense. Rich people will always have an advantage. This is why you want money. This is why books like The Science of Getting Rich should be beside your bed. I have like 14 copies spread out throughout my house. I have one in my car. I have one on my phone. I have the audiobook. Why? Because what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. Yeah. That's how it works. So how do you build a real estate empire? By thinking about it, by focusing on it. By focusing on it, I mean getting off the couch and going looking at real estate. Get in the car, go drive around, find one, put down an offer, buy it, spend every night, weekends working on it, then move, fix it, put a renter in, move on to the next house. Like it fits on a 3x5 card. The way I got out of poverty was investing in real estate. Now, the Wall Street Journal articles wanting to teach kids about history, math, science, all that, right? But that's not how I got out of poverty. Science didn't help me purchase a piece of property. A good credit score did. Now, do you need to go to college to have a good credit score? No. What do you need to do? Keep your word. Meaning, if you borrow money, do what you said you're going to do. Pay it back. Like, it's that simple. You can't educate that. I can't educate people. Nobody can be educated to keep their word. You have to have personal integrity. So we need a class on ethics. Ethics. We really need a class on ethics. We need a class on how does the credit score work. Right? We need a class on, you need to understand basic modern technology. Right? I mean, I hope, I pray right now, God, if God is listening, when I'm 70, Lord, let me use a computer. Don't let me be like the people I talk to every day who can't seem to use a computer because they're 70. It's a generational thing. People choose. They choose not to. People choose poverty. You could give a poor person all the money. You could just give them all of your money every month. They're going to stay poor. They don't have the skills to make themselves unpoor until they decide, hey, I don't want to be poor anymore. How do I get out of this? It ain't from learning English. Now, before I misspeak there, let me understand. If you live in this country and you speak a foreign language, you're going to have a very hard time getting rich if you can't speak the language of your country. That's not racism. That's logic. So if I moved to China, I would try to learn Chinese. It just makes sense. If I moved to Venezuela, I need to learn Spanish, right? That's what they speak in Venezuela, I believe, right? Why? That's so that I can communicate. Because one of the 10 pillars that I teach in my organization, the Downline Building Network, one of them is how to effectively deal and communicate with people. Now, can you learn that in college? I guess. But the way they do it is stupid. Debate. That's not how you learn and effectively communicate with people. So how do you learn this? You study ad copywriting. That's what I did. So learning real estate helped me get out of poverty. What else helped me get out of poverty? Ad copywriting. I learned how to write ads. I learned how to write ads. And I've tried to teach other people how to write ads for over a decade now. I have a book called The 24-Hour Cash Machine. The point of this book just shows you some ads I've written. Good ads, bad ads, dumb ads. Some of them worked, some of them didn't. These ads I use to recruit people into network marketing or to buy my books or to buy leads or to join an affiliate program. They're just ads. That's all the website is, right? Most of them are just ads. So in 1999, I started writing ad copy on the internet. I wrote a website, created a website called emailpaysyou.com. I've since closed it down because I'd run its course. It made money for 18 years. And for 7 of those years, it made a lot of money. So I went into a marketplace. I spent about 6 months to a year banging out ad copy. It took me about a year to get it off the ground. Then it started making money. And I self-taught myself how to write ads. That was a mental decision. Why? Because I was poor. It was poor, and you teaching me science wasn't going to make me unpoor. You teaching me higher levels of math wasn't going to make me poor, because real estate math is super simple. Super simple. You need 20% down. Okay, let's see the math here. The house is $100,000. 20% of 100 is 20,000. Like fourth grade level math. That's all I needed to know. Fourth grade level math. And yet I meet poor people all the time. They don't understand this. No one's told them this. They think that somehow learning about books and science and math will somehow get them out of poverty. It's not going to get them out of poverty because no one cares about the history you know. No one cares if you know about science unless you're going to be a scientist. You need to have a good credit score, which is what? Personal integrity. When you go into the world, your word counts for something. Every day I have business partners lie to me on the phone. They lie. People lie. And so we have to know that. We have to understand that. That most people are not going to do what they tell you're going to do. Here's the beautiful thing. That gives us who do. If you actually keep your word, if you're actually a person who does what they say, you have a huge advantage over other people. This is what we need to tell children. I tell my son this all the time. I used to teach him this phrase, what you fail to control will be controlled by other people. He's finally catching on to this. What you fail to control, meaning if I got to get you up, I got a little bit of control over you. If people got to tell you what to do, to make your business work, your business is never going to work. If people have to tell you what to do all the time, you're not a self-starter. You don't think of these ideas on your own. You're going to be poor. You have to begin figuring these out on your own. I get this question all the time. Gerald, what should I invest in? And I say, well, how much money do you have to invest? And they'll say, $4,000, $5,000. And I say, you should invest in nothing. You should just stack money. You need like 20 grand. And they go, oh, why? Because they haven't actually learned the skill that takes you out of poverty. Anyone can make money. Disabled people make money. Children make money. Old people make money. You can be 70 in this country, and if you don't work at all, they give you money. Everyone has access to money. It may not be the same amount of money, but we all have access to money, right? So making money is not a skill. Now, it can be a skill, and you could be good at it and make a lot of money, but the real skill, see, I think it's easy to learn how to make money. I just spent a few months learning how to write ads. I wrote them on a piece of paper. I mailed them out. Money came in. Like, it's that simple. This is what people don't understand. They will go to a job. spend 6-8 hours a day. Truthfully, most people don't work that much, like consistent work, like actual focused work. And then I just learned how to put some words on paper. No magic to it. I just copied other people. So I'd see what other people are doing. I go, oh, I like this phrase. Oh, I like this phrase. But I went through the process of saving junk mail. I literally just taught myself. I got junk mail in the mail and I said, ooh, this is cool. I found a niche market. I don't like network marketing. People, well, I don't like that. I don't like it either. I don't like it. I don't need to like it. I'm trying to make money. You don't need to be in love with grass to mow grass. Right? I don't hug houses. I like houses because people who live in the house give me money every month. You get it? What I'm in love with is the process of creating cash flow. Well, how can I do that? And so I go and look. Well, how's a way that a guy who doesn't have a college degree, doesn't have any skills, how could a guy like that who doesn't have much money, how could I start making money? And I saw, wow, there's all these people, millions of people who are trying to do this network marketing thing. I tried it. I failed. Seems like they all have the same problem. What if I could? Well, I went to a Tony Robbins class. Again, not at school, not at college, not at high school, right? I paid for it. I bought the cassette tapes. I listened, and Tony said, if you want to get rich, solve problems. Well, damn, here's a problem. I can't recruit anyone. That's a problem. I can't recruit anyone, and I don't even like the business. That's another problem. And so I said, well, what if I could solve this for other people? And so I created a business that went out, recruited people for people, basically created a generic recruiting system, and then I gave other people the system. And I said, hey, if you use this, there's an add-on. You could use it for free, or you could join my lead subscription. There's a 3 levels, and I began to create a business out of a problem. A business out of a problem. I didn't learn that in high school. I didn't learn that in college. And so I self-taught myself and I began to develop and practice. See, this is the thing people don't do. They want instant gratification. Jump in, ain't making money, they jump out. No, no. That's not, it's stick and stay, man. Stick and stay. I talk with people all the time. Yeah, I was a landlord, I had 2 or 3 houses, and guess what? The first flood, first tree that fell on it, the first thing that caught fire, the first time a renter didn't pay them, like these are problems that I've had. Renters destroying your house, trees falling on, flooding. Like there's real problems. There's real freaking problems sometimes owning real estate. Like some of the problem, every day, my day is nothing but problem after problem after problem after problem. Get about 80,000 people into a sales organization that you're head of. Start writing books and putting them out there. Start doing some recordings like this and then go buy a bunch of real estate. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed is problems. But guess what? Not making a car payment ain't one of them. Right? See, the 4 walls ain't one of them. I ain't worried about paying rent. You know, I live in a huge house on multiple acres. It's paid for. I ain't worried about that. See, the things I'm worried about is building an empire, expanding. People, contractors, employees, bigger things, right? You have to become too big for the room you're in. See, if you just waddle in that, can't make my rent, I'm short on money, and you just sit around that and you use all these things that you don't have, all these things that you don't have. You don't have enough money, I don't know what to do, like all these things that you don't have and don't, you know, these become the reason for you not being able to get them. First, be. So be what it is you want to be first. Then do. Then do what the person who would be is doing. Then you will have. Call it fake it till you make it. I call it walking as if and talking as though. So when I launched this company to solve this problem for millions of people around the world, I didn't have to like the business. I don't need to love grass to cut grass. I just like being my own boss and being an entrepreneur. Let me say that again. I don't need to have a love affair with grass to want to cut grass. I just want to own my own business. Let that sink in. Now, sometimes people will tell me that, well, I just want to own my own business, and then they don't do anything business people do. And I say, well, you got a phone line for your business? No. Well, what's the name of your business? I don't have one. Okay. So what kind of fantasy business do you have in your head? And so I just started that simple. I said, well, okay, I want to create this organization that overcomes problems. What's the problem? Recruiting people seems to be a big damn problem in this business. Well, what if I could do that for them? And then I began to learn that you need some sort of catchphrase, you know, you need that, the thing, finger licking good, Kentucky Fried Chicken, just do it. The people had these phrases, these one words that describe, and you can get all complicated, and they have them, you know, they call them, and they have names for it. You can go to business school and they'll teach you all this, and they'll break it down, or you could just keep it simple. And so mine was free downline. That sums it up. The thing you haven't been able to get, I'm going to give to you free. Do I have their attention now? Do I have a network marketer's attention who's failed at the business 15 times when I say free downline? He's like, what? Free? And he's going to look. And I say, yeah, pre-enroll today. And I'll place 3 people under you. Me, I'm going to help you. Okay, so they request free information. What happened? Pow, capture the prospect. They can call in or they can write in. I don't want their email. Why don't I want their email? You might want their email. I don't want their email. Why? Because a bazillion people are emailing them. I'm trying to be different. I'm trying to stand out. I want to be the one guy sending them something to their home, their physical house. I want them to hold my information in their hand. It has a higher perceived value than your stupid email. Now, I'm not saying don't email market. But if you're competing with me and I have a physical thing, and whether it be a piece of paper, a book, a cardboard in their hand, I have an advantage over you. And I'm in the business of having an advantage. Because I'm trying to get rich. I don't know what you're trying to do. And I've committed to the process. And I created a plan. And so I wrote a business plan that I called the Money Flow. What is the money flow? It's this idea of how does money go from a looky-loos pocket, purse, wallet, checkbook, credit card to my company. Now, if it came from you, I'm going to pay you a commission check. And so I began to develop, okay, I need to get an army of people to help me sell my free downline building system, my leads, and my books. And I began to develop an army. And then I realized it's better to give than to receive. We learned that in Sunday school. And then I learned this idea that what you give away, you get to keep. That was from one of my first mentors. And then I remember what Zig Ziglar said, that it's better if you help enough other people get what they want, you can get what you want. And I kind of mixed all this together like in a recipe. And the recipe was pretty simple. I need to build a downline. Other people in the same industry need to build a downline. And I became that go-to guy. And so I learned and mastered ad writing, ad copy, how to use direct mail, how to use a post office. And it took time, and I had to practice. And it took me good 18 months, 2 years to really get it going and really get it working. I didn't learn that in high school. I didn't learn that in college. I took a pencil and a piece of paper and made millions of dollars. And then I offered it for free. And it wasn't because I simply mailed postcards. That's not what I did. That's like a tiny, 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 like I don't even have any brain power directed toward that. That is such a simple task. That's not doing the business. See, the one component piece, people get hung up on these parts of what they think they're doing. It's just one piece of the puzzle. A recipe, make a cake and leave out the sugar. It doesn't work, right? And so, yes, we want to simplify the business and we want to break it down into its component parts, but we have to learn the parts. And we can't eradicate poverty with simply more education. It's what kind of education? Anyone can make money. But keeping money and multiplying money, that's where the skill comes in. So if I give you $100,000, it doesn't change your life because you don't know any more than what I gave when I gave you the money. You don't have the skills to take money, invest money, and multiply money. That is the skill. And that is what you should spend your life thinking about. How do I take this money? How do I multiply this money? How do I keep this money? How do I multiply this money? Is that what people think? See, people tell me all the time, I want more money. Every dollar you get, you give it away. If every dollar that comes in your hand, you give it away, you're not telling the world, you're not telling the dollar how much you love it. Because in my experience, if you want more of something, keep it. Jesus said, those who have, more will be given. And those who have not, even what they have will be taken. In other words, abundance creates abundance. What you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. It's powerful, man. Money is spiritual. Call it you want to call it, but how do you think about it? Because most people push money away from them. They pile up their excuses, what they don't have, what they don't, and they push it away. Because as soon as a dollar comes in their hand, as soon as they have a windfall, they give it away. They go buy something. And the one thing they wanted, they no longer have. And so they're forever having to get it. And thinking about it in a negative tone. The purpose of money is to multiply money.